Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Pleasantville FFA now has an alumni chapter, and they have a big project in mind. Let's go in depth with Michael Ford, Brian Thill, Monty Collins, Bailey Kaur, Logan Collins, Kylie Sage, Kelsey Suter, and Leanne Suter with the Pleasantville FFA and Pleasantville FFA alumni. Monty, how many students are in FFA?
We have approximately 45 to 50 students in our high school agriculture program, FFA members in the 40s.
And does the FFA have a long history at Pleasantville?
Sure does. Since 1951, our chapter has been established quite a while and been incredible community support for our chapter all these years. We've had three FFA advisors over the years, so I think a lot of continuity. And this is just a natural step I think our program needed to take towards an alumni chapter for our community.
An alumni chapter has been formed, and they're active already. Could you tell us a little bit about that alumni chapter, Leanne?
It was brought up by a student teacher of Mr. Collins's to get involved in an alumni chapter. And through the winter, Ken and I had a couple of lots that we don't need, but thought it would be nice for the school, for a livestock farm, for the kids to have opportunities that wouldn't get to otherwise. And so as forming the alumni to head off this first project was a goal then.
Okay, so there is a new livestock farm for the FFA kids in Pleasantville, or for all the ag kids, or just FFA.
It's in the works.
It's in the works. Well, that's an exciting development.
Right, and we were lucky to have Mark Kaur and John Webster stepped up to help kick this whole thing off at our banquet last spring, and they gave a presentation on an alumni chapter and what it can do for our community and for our kids. And I guess from that, we've had a lot of interest, and one thing that I know that John Webster advised from the get-go, he thought if there was a project that the alumni could wrap their arms around and embrace right off the start to help pull everybody together and give them a reason to be part of the alumni, we'd be a lot more successful down the road. So it just, as Leanne alluded to earlier, it's just worked out great, the timing that they had a facility they could give up and offer to our chapter and offer to our students to work with livestock. So this livestock, FFA livestock farm, has a lot of potential.
Kelsey, you're the communications officer. So you're wanting to get the word out, and you're wanting to get the word out about the good works of the Alumni Association, the FFA program, and also are you interested in getting more people involved?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The more people that are involved, the merrier. Some of the main goals I think the group has is to obviously expand the program in the long run, but I've heard Mr. Collins mention that he has a lot of students that just they don't have places to get involved, and they kind of just sometimes get left to the sidelines. So I think the overall goal is to get all of the students involved, provide more opportunities for the students to get involved, probably outside of Mr. Collins's expertise areas, be a network of professional expertise, maybe some diversification, just so there's more opportunities for the students to get involved, and probably provide some financial resources as well for those opportunities.
So you'll draw upon the diverse set of alums for many years and to provide opportunities for students, connections, maybe potential jobs, employment, advice, all kinds of things that people with a lot of history in agriculture have that the students are really seeking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, agriculture is an extremely diverse field. It's not just about farming these days. It covers a wide variety of topics, and so we're just trying to expand on all those topics and meet the interests of the current students.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville FFA Alumni Project with Michael Ford, Brian Thill, Monty Collins, Bailey Corr, Logan Collins, Kylie Sage, Kelsey Suter, and Leanne Suter. Can you tell me a little bit more about the livestock effort, Brian?
Yes, we had a couple of meetings and it got started. Now I believe we're up to 35 members. Overwhelming support by the alumni, not only Pleasantville alumni, but I've been surprised to see that anyone that was involved in FFA that have moved into our community, surrounding communities, have stepped up and helped with the project. As far as the livestock facility, the board or the group decided to start with a beef project. And our main goal was to do one project and make it successful, and then we can span from there probably into swine and goats. The project we've decided to do is the kids can take a calf, probably going to feed out 15 steers. We're going to wean those calves. The kids are going to have an opportunity to take those calves from weaning to the dinner plate. We're going to be able to tag each calf so they can identify which calf is theirs. We can weigh them every 30 days. We can track those cattle. We can teach them about best management practices. We can talk about and teach nutrition on a live basis out at this farm. And then we can potentially ultrasound and then take these cattle to a local locker to evaluate and do meat evaluation. Just all around good education for the young people.
Wow, so it's from beginning to end. That's quite an opportunity for the students.
Yeah, we think it's going to be a great opportunity.
And this will allow some students that might not have the land to be able to participate, right?
Exactly. You know, I think going back to Monty and Leanne's original comments about the Alumni Association in general, we as a group want to help support that organization, encourage more students to participate. And also give those students who may not have the opportunities to be involved, to get involved in a more regular basis. And I think the livestock building is a first step in developing that long-term project. For example, there may be some students that not only may not want to get involved directly in livestock or crops, but I think down the road, the association wants to allow opportunities in horticulture, FFA leadership, and maybe some other areas too. But obviously we have to walk before we can run. And one thing nice about the livestock building, where a lot of times I see projects for students, and it seems like you may have a group of students that are 20 or 30 or 50, but by and large, it's usually three or four students that kind of step up and run the project, and still some of the other students get left on the sideline. We'd like to see this program maybe more individualized, where each student has their own identification with an animal that they can take ownership in, per se, and then watch that animal grow and develop and be more of a learning experience for that each student.
Now, where's this new facility at?
It's a mile south of Pleasantville.
And which the Myers family, the Pat Myers family, will be putting the lease together for the school, and we'd really like to thank them very much for the opportunity too.
Is this an expensive proposition for FFA?
Well, I would say not so much. I think Brian and the committee's put a lot of research into startup costs for the building construction and whatnot, and we've talked about students constructing their own feed bunks here at school, own cattle gates, and through other donations and borrowed items, I think we can start up at a minimal cost.
We currently don't have full financial commitments involved yet in the project, but we are currently working on that to make it more economical for the association.
That leads us to our financial incentive. Is we're going to have a grain drive. We have worked out an opportunity with Smith Grain in Pleasantville. So anyone that would like to donate corn, soybeans, potentially hay that could be turned into cash, the Alumni Association is accepting that. We've set some goals of try to get 2,000 bushels donated. 1,500 bushels are going to be going towards the cattle, roughly. And then the Alumni Association plans on So it's a real life experience for the kids selling that grain, whether it be corn, for $3 a bushel, then generate some of the revenue, and that revenue will be put towards fencing, water lines, any type of safety equipment as far as working facilities back to the facility. Anybody can make money if they get free corn, but we want to make sure it's as real life as possible. I'm not so sure everybody can make money feeding $7 and $8 corn, but we're certain that if we give the kids at a $3 bushel corn that they can make money and have a very good working project that can turn a profit.
More in depth after this. I continue my conversation about the Pleasantville FFA Alumni Project with Michael Ford, Brian Thill, Monty Collins, Bailey Corr, Logan Collins, Kylie Sage, Kelsey Suter, and Leanne Suter. Now, you students are going to be the beneficiaries of this. What do you think about it?
The livestock farm is a great opportunity for our school district. Like Mr. Collins said, about 50% of our members in FFA do live in town, as do I, which is a difficult situation for a lot of kids that don't have a place where they can keep animals or livestock to have an SAE project. So there are a couple kids struggling with SAE projects, and when we get going on this alumni chapter, when we get into horticulture or whether it be helping out with the fish tank or anything, that's going to definitely open up a lot of opportunities for a lot of different students in our school district.
And it's not just about, you know, like the horticulture committees or the livestock committees, or it's also about, you know, the Alumni Association is a group of people that have come together to better, you know, the education of young people. I mean, they got the knowledge, they have the know-how, and they're essentially role models to everybody in FFA and everybody in this school, regardless of whether they're in the FFA or ag program or not. And I just think that's absolutely wonderful that they're donating their time to help further the education of young people and make sure they have what they need to succeed in life.
That's exactly right, what Logan said. We're very thankful for what these adults in the community are doing for us, whether they were in FFA or whether they just saw how FFA has impacted people and decided to join an alumni chapter. And so the opportunities that they're giving us are tremendous. Like they said, they're having different interest groups, whether that be a livestock committee or horticulture or mechanics, stuff like that, just to further our education and the diversity of agriculture, like Kelsey said.
Not only are they going to help out with different opportunities, such as learning opportunities, but they're also going to help financially. So a lot of our other members are going to be able to go on things like Washington Leadership Conference or National Convention. Personally, we've been to National Convention a couple times, and it's a life-changing experience. You come back, and you're all about FFA, and you understand how FFA can change the world. And for students to get to go to that and bring that back to our chapter is tremendous. It's outstanding. It's awesome.
Well, this is a very exciting opportunity, isn't it?
And that's what I think I was trying to think of earlier, is having this livestock farm or having this new great huge greenhouse that we have is exciting for our chapter, because every other kid in our school is seeing that. They're like, wow, look what the FFA chapter has. Look what they have to offer. Maybe I should join. Maybe I should see what that's about. And that's what we really want to do. And having this livestock farm, I know a FFA chapter in Missouri that has a livestock farm, and the place to go at night is to the livestock farm and work with the animals. And that would be so neat to eventually see, you know, whether it's 10, 15 years from now, our chapter be able to do that. Everyone wants to be an FFA, and that's what us three students here are seniors, so we are not going to probably see the full impact of this farm since we are graduated in May, but we really want to try to help kick it off for the future of our chapter and for the future of involvement and participation in our FFA chapter.
So tell us a little bit more about the Green Drive.
The Grain Drive is going to be a great opportunity for our FFA alumni to kind of get started and get on their feet. Anyone who's thinking about donating for the Grain Drive can donate from 1% to 100% of a load of corn or soybeans, or we're also taking any other commodities. So if you guys would be interested in any of that, we'll have some contact information for you.
What if somebody just wants to help financially?
That's also understandable. We are also taking other commodities. Any other types of donations are wonderful, and we will appreciate that very much.
And with those other donations, you can contact Leanne Suter, would be willing to take those. Leanne's number is 641-891-4025. And I'll list off a few other names. Brian Thill is our president of our alumni chapter, and his number is 319-330-0809, as well as Kelsey Suter, who we said is our communication officer. And if you want to help out with getting the word out or joining, you can also contact her at 515-681-4567. And you can contact any of these people, whether it's if you want to donate money, help with their grain drive, help with an activity, or join the alumni chapter. We're looking, just as our FFA chapter, we're looking to increase our numbers in our alumni chapter. And they don't have a next meeting set, but we will. That'll be posted on our school website as well as our Pleasantville FFA Facebook page, so you can check those out or contact one of those members.
Now, why should people help?
Essentially, you're not just giving enough financial support to a local program. You're giving financial support to the future of Iowa because, I mean, we have a lot of people in FFA, and they have great influence on the world because, I mean, they're outstanding members, each and every one of them. And so you're preparing these kids for the future, and you're helping them succeed, and that's just so important in today's world, because the farther you can get ahead, the more likely you are to live a more successful life. And that's just, it's so great that a group of people have come together and decided to, you know, further the education of young people and ensure that they're going to live a happy and fulfilled life. And that's really what the FFA alumni is about.
Thanks to Michael Ford, Brian Thill, Monty Collins, Bailey Kaur, Logan Collins, Kylie Sage, Kelsey Suter, and Leanne Suter for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.